Hey, we're Aaron and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God.
Helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage. And today we're giving you 11 fall date ideas.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this week's episode. We have a fun one. We're just going to give you some date night ideas or date day ideas that are in the fall theme. And, you know, dating is important. It's not the most important thing in your marriage, but it is definitely at top of the list. You know, making that time, setting aside a time to have intentional alone time with your spouse. It's good for all sorts of things. We talked about this a couple episodes ago, just about the importance of getting alone, communicating, getting on the same page, romance, mm-hmm. all of those things. And so we just thought it'd be awesome to share with you 11 awesome ideas.
Also, I just want to encourage those listening. If you have kids, you might be tempted to postpone some of these date ideas to do with your family as a whole, which is a great idea. But we also want to encourage you to make sure that even if you do them as a family, also do them just as a date, because it's important to get away mm-hmm. and have that alone time, like you were saying, and just to cultivate that time as a couple doing some of these things. So even if they sound fun to do as a family and you're like, I don't want to go to the pumpkin patch without the kids, go twice. And then those of you who are listening who maybe you don't have kids yet, don't get in the habit of thinking that, you know, anytime that you're together, oh, this is our date. Be intentional. We used to do that a lot.
We spent a lot of time together. We're dating, right?
Yeah, we used to justify all of that a lot. But we want to encourage you to be intentional about setting time aside, planning something, putting it on the calendar, doing all the things that you need to do to prepare to make this date night awesome.
Yeah. And actually, I thought that was a great idea. We should do an episode on family dates.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Some of these might show up on it.
Hey.
But we'll come up with new, unique ones. So, you know, we're just going to jump into it. But first of all, we want to just disclaimer. We haven't done all of the dates that we're about to tell you to do.
That's true.
This is one of those situations where you do what we say and not exactly what we do. No, we're kidding. But we haven't done them all. We're serious about that. But we just, some of these we will do, and we come up with these ideas and we're like, oh, this sounds fun. Some people it might be easier for in, you know, different locations. But they help us out, you know, to write them down and to think about them. And then we hope it helps you guys out as well.
Yep. And one more tip as you're listening to these 11 date ideas is just to write them all down and keep it as a fall bucket list, so that if you have time throughout, you know, 2 or 3 months to do these, you can maybe get through all of them if you're lucky.
Yeah. And if you want to get real adventurous, try and do all of them in 1 week. That would be fun.
That would be awesome.
Like date week. This might be better for non-parents. They might have more of an opportunity.
Squeeze it all in 1 week.
11. Like, kids, we're leaving again. You guys have been gone all week, like twice a day.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, but that might be a fun little adventure.
Okay, so Aaron, why don't you get us started with number one?
So number one is one of my favorites because I like coffee so much, and it's go on a coffee date. And this is an easy one. It's an affordable one. Even if your spouse doesn't like coffee, there's always tea. There you can get hot milk with flavor. I know that some people do. They're called steamers.
Yeah, you could do what I do and just go straight to the dessert menu and get a scone or a muffin.
Well, there you go. And yeah, you make it special and you go. And, you know, oftentimes with Jennifer and I, if we go on a coffee date, oftentimes it's coupled with maybe dreaming. You know, we dream about the future. We've talked about this in an episode in the past. Or we'll talk about, you know how our kids are doing. We'll just get on the same page with some of those things. And we'll do it over a cup of coffee. We'll do it over some tea, a dessert. Yeah. And it's not a very long one. It's a perfect date idea for those that only have like maybe 45 minutes. Maybe you have like a babysitter for a short amount of time. Or you have, maybe it's a lunch break.
Yeah.
You know, you're both off work and you can go do that.
And maybe just to keep it adventurous, go to a new coffee house. Go somewhere that you guys haven't been before and try something new.
Yeah, the danger in that though is you might not like the coffee like me.
But then you'll know.
But then you'll know.
And then you can talk about it.
And you're like, hey, let's not go back to that one. Yeah. Let's go. But some coffee places have better atmospheres, some have better coffee, some have music, so just kind of like hop around and make it a fun little thing and go somewhere you guys have both never been before. That's a good idea, babe. So that's the first one.
Okay, the second one is really fun, perfect for fall. It's pumpkin everything. That's what we're calling it. Pumpkin everything. So go to the pumpkin patch, get the biggest pumpkin, carve that pumpkin, get a pumpkin latte, eat pumpkin ravioli. I mean, whatever you can do.
Well, at our pumpkin patch, they have pumpkin cannons, so you can shoot pumpkins. That's really fun.
Yeah, at cars and things.
Yeah. So you can make it fun. Go to your local Hobby Lobby and go and look at all of the fall stuff. There's gonna be pumpkin everywhere. Everything's gonna smell like pumpkin spice. And who doesn't love Hobby Lobby, right?
Right.
They have all these little things to buy. It's a fun little date idea. We like going to Hobby Lobby together.
I will mention this. One of my favorite pumpkin desserts is pumpkin pie from Costco. I know it doesn't sound very fancy, but it's pretty awesome. And it's consistently good every single year. So you guys can always go pick one of those up and share it with another couple.
Yeah.
You do a double date.
Special note, my favorite pumpkin dessert is pumpkin roll.
Oh, that's
good. You know, it's like the pumpkin bread.
Yep.
And there's like a cream cheese frosting. And then
I should make that for you this year.
It's like a pumpkin cream cheese frosting burrito.
Burrito.
It's delicious.
Okay. Yeah, it is good.
So a lot of these dates might have dessert in them. Yeah. I just have a feeling about that. So let's go on to date number three. Hey, we just want to thank you again for listening to this week's episode. We just wanted to let you know real quick about a devotional set that Jennifer and I have written called Husband and Wife After God. The purpose of the devotionals is to help you draw closer to your spouse and to God.
We wanted to read you one of the reviews. This one's from Samantha L. And she said, I'm in love with this book. It's helping me to refocus daily on what a godly wife should be instead of what we see as a norm in the world around us. The activities, scriptures to look up, and prayers to pray are helping me to focus my daily life on God and my husband more than ever.
So all you need to do is head over to marriageaftergod.com/devotional at the end of this episode and get more information about the Husband and Wife After God bundle.
So date number three is doing a campfire and s'mores night. So if you can do this in your backyard, you can start a campfire back there. Or, you know, if there's somewhere local that you can go do that. It could just be a really fun way to engage with your spouse around a fire crackling. You listen, you smell, you hear.
And it's going to cost, what, $5 for, you know, graham crackers, chocolate, and marshmallows.
Yeah.
I would say be aware of the rules and laws in your area. If you can't have a fire in your backyard,
don't do it.
Don't do it. If you're in an area that has extreme fire danger and they're not letting you do fires, don't do it.
Yeah.
But in the fall, it's starting to cool down. It's starting to get a little wetter. So it should be fine to do it in many places in the country. But make sure you know before you go do that. I don't want to get in trouble for telling you to go do something that's illegal.
That's true. Okay, Aaron, number four.
So number four is a fun one. You actually used to work at one of these.
Yes, I did. Before when I was like 16.
Dating. It's a corn maze or a festival. I feel like every place has them. Even when we were in California, they had them. Any state we've ever been in has these somewhere. You might have to drive a little bit to get to it, but they're usually, it's at a farm, and there's a corn maze, and you can walk through, and it's adventurous. There's like hay bales. There's lots of fun little games to do. They're like little fairs that you can go to.
Yeah, they're real fun.
That are fall themed and pumpkin themed and corn themed, and there's just hay everywhere, and you get a little dirty.
Yeah.
Make sure you wear like boots. Cowboy boots.
Yeah.
If you don't have those, wear shoes that are closed-toed.
Yeah.
You'll come home really dirty. Or a festival. If you don't have a corn maze or something like that, a lot of times there's fall festivals, there's fairs, there's music and food, and just find one of those. Oftentimes they're free to attend. And if not, they're usually cheap. So that's just a fun little adventure during the fall that only happens in the fall, I would say.
I like that one. Number five is one that I actually put together for you for when Valentine's Day, but
this is a fun one.
Yeah, you can easily do it in the fall too, but it's just a scavenger hunt, and it does require a little preparation. You know, you got to set out, like, I think it was five envelopes that I did, and I put clues in each one, and I sent you on a scavenger hunt, and I was waiting for you at the end, and it kind of took you through a downtown area to different shops, and it was funny because I made you get certain things along the way, like, you know, pick up two roses or...
So by the time I got to you, it was like a picnic and I had all the things that you wanted me to pick up for you.
Yep. And so, and I was waiting there with a blanket, and it was just a really fun time that we got to be with each other, and we ended up having a picnic in the park. So a scavenger hunt could be a really fun way.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem Health Share Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at redeemhealthshare.org for more information. That's redeemhealthshare.org for more information.
But yeah. It does require that preparation. So if you think this is a great idea, just make sure you put the time and effort into setting it up and getting all the details together.
And if neither of you in the marriage are creative enough to pull this off, I'm sure you have a friend that would love to put together a little tiny scavenger hunt for you and your spouse to go on, and they'd probably have a blast putting it together for you. So if you can't do it, then say, hey guys, hey girls, I want to do a scavenger hunt. Is any of you good at this?
Yeah, or do it as like a double date. So you and your girlfriend get together and do all the details, and then you send your husband out on the scavenger. Your husband's together on the scavenger hunt, so that they're not feeling funny doing it on their own. I mean, that could be
walking
fun.
Around like it's not a very fun date actually if you walk around by yourself.
Well, do it together. It could be a short scavenger hunt, and the best part is being together. Obviously,
it ends at dinner or a movie.
Do it however you want.
Okay, so we're halfway through. Let's do number 6, and this one's a fun one. You can even do this one after the kids go to bed.
Yeah, you don't need a babysitter.
Might
or anything.
Need a babysitter. It's called a blanket fort, movie, and popcorn.
Yep.
And so you just get your laptop, and you can do it in the living room, or you can do it outside, and just build a little tiny blanket fort that you guys can crawl into. And it's kind of like a little cute thing, and it's just to watch a movie with, but you're in a different environment. You're not just sitting on the couch. You're not just at the movie theaters. You're with your spouse. It's intimate. It's cute. It's
and I would recommend using a laptop so that it's small enough to fit in the fort with you.
You don't want to bring a TV in there?
No,
and
you probably shouldn't bring your big flat screen.
Well, unless you have a living room that allows for you to put the blankets over it safely.
True.
And you have a big... It's like that's like the big movie theater style blanket fort.
So yeah, make sure that you make popcorn ahead of time and pick out... make sure you know what movie that you want to watch because we've wasted so much time. We're like,
just
gonna watch?
Scrolling through Amazon looking for movies.
Yeah, and it's just a waste of time. So make sure you guys pick out what movie you want to watch, and then make sure your laptop is charged if you're going to be outside, or get the cord, and just make sure that everything's set up and ready.
Yeah, bonus with this one for the guys, you will totally make your wife feel special if you pick a movie that she'll love.
That's true. Like
it's rare that we all love the same movies. I usually want to watch like action adventure movies, and she's
anything
like, can we watch
up?
A black and white like musical? And I'm like... Sure.
So just compromise for each other sometimes.
Yeah. And it's a good point, especially if you're not getting a babysitter and the kids are sleeping, popcorn before the kids go to bed.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. Because that'd probably be not quiet.
Yeah.
And you might wake them up.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. So why don't you tell us number 7?
Okay, number 7 is one of my favorites, but it's just an autumn walk. So, you know, going through your downtown area, or if there's a kind of like a river walk or somewhere that you guys know, you'll get those fall colors. Or if you're somewhere like where we still live in Southern California, you don't get very many fall colors. Just being outside in the cool breeze in the fall could be really refreshing. And as a bonus, you can take a Polaroid with you if you have a Polaroid camera or a selfie stick.
Or just use your phone.
Or just use your cell phone, and just make sure that you grab a couple images along the way. Have fun with your spouse. You know, encourage them to hold a leaf up to their face, or you know, play with them, and then take pictures just as memories.
And what makes this extra special is getting out of your normal area. We used to like to go and drive into another little city and walk those neighborhoods in the fall.
Yeah.
And so find a new place.
Yeah, the new scenery stimulates new conversations and new things come out. Okay, Aaron, move us on to number 8.
So number 8 is, it's looking at the night sky. So it's either just going and getting a blanket and at a park or somewhere that...
Your backyard.
There's not a lot of light.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you turn off all the lights if you're in your backyard. But if you have too many lights in your neighborhood, go somewhere where it's quieter. There's no lights.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can see the stars even brighter. And either you can do that together. And you could bring, you know, some candy to eat with each other, something to snack on, and just look at the stars and talk about them. Try and pick out shapes.
Make sure you dress warm because it'll probably be chilly.
Yeah. And the other idea is you can go to an observatory. I know a lot of places have observatories. They're not usually too expensive. I don't know how late they are open, but if you can't go in the evening, you can go look at the stars at an observatory.
That'd be fun.
And those are a lot of fun, too, because they're really scientific and techie, and you get to experience something new. And but the idea is, like, go and look at God's creation. Look at the stars and just imagine what's out there and just talk about what the stars look like and how bright they are and how good God is and how he created them all.
That's a good one. I want to do that one with you this fall. That one sounds fun.
So number 9 is one that Jennifer's been trying to get me to do pretty much
for
since
like
you met me.
12 or 13 years now.
And I have not yet given into this request, but I know someone out there will like this idea. So why don't you share number 9?
Okay, number 9 is horseback riding. And I don't know why, I just feel like it'd be so romantic to go on a horseback ride with you, but
It definitely seems romantic. Not a lot of people know this about me, but my mom had horses all growing up, and so I used to ride horses a lot.
I used to take care of them.
I used to take care of them and clean them and feed them and
just a lot of work involved.
Muck the stalls and feed them. Anyways, all that aside, I've had horses kick me and roll on me and fall on me and run off with me.
So you don't see it as fun, even though I do. But eventually,
one of these days, take you horseback riding. I know you will.
The other thing we're juggling now is I'm either pregnant or I have an infant, or you know,
it's just not safe. That's really what it comes down to.
I totally understand. I get it.
Someone will love that.
Well, I have grace for you.
Babe, we'll do it one day, a few years from now.
Okay, why don't we hurry along?
When all the kids are out of the house. So why don't we go on to number 10, which is kind of like a service, you know, ministry-minded one. We always, during these date night episodes we do, we always try and bring in, you know, just a way to be sharing the gospel with your spouse. Yeah. And one of them could be just going to your neighbor's house with your spouse and rake their leaves for them. You know, do something kind of like, you know, help them out a little bit. And while you're doing it, you could be talking. And
this is especially nice if you have a neighborhood with, an, you know, maybe there's an elderly person, someone who can't get out there, someone who just had surgery. You know, you might have a neighbor who just can't get out there this fall and get those leaves raked up. So that could be a service project that you guys could do together on your day. And it could be really fun.
Yeah, which does require you to know a little bit about your neighbors. Yeah. Either be just paying attention, you know, seeing people when they're leaving and like oh, that, you know, why don't we go over and bless, you know, so-and-so.
And doing a work like that together on a date night is a lot different than going to your own backyard to do it, because if it's your own backyard, it could feel like work. So just heading over to your neighbor's house, it could be really fun. Don't forget to, you know, throw the leaves at each other, play a little bit.
And then the neighbor's going to be like, why are they messing up? No, but it's adventurous because it's like, oh, you're like a little nervous and you want to go do this. And if they say something about it, just say, hey, you know, we just wanted to bless you.
Yeah.
If you're not cool with it, we'll leave, but I'm pretty sure they'll be like, all right.
Sure. Or don't ask. Just go do it.
That's what I'm saying. If they come out and say something, just say, hey, we're just trying to bless you.
Yeah.
But it could be a little fun little thing, and it'll get you out of your comfort zone, and it'll get you blessing your neighbors and being a light in your neighborhood. So why don't you share the last one with us, number 11.
Yeah, the last one is taking a day trip to pick apples together. So this could be a really fun one. You might have to travel a bit depending on your area, what's available. But I think that most places you could probably find some apple trees that you can go pick.
Yeah, and if it's not apples, I'm sure there's other things you can go pick or, you know, explore flower gardens or, you know, orchards. There's got to be some sort
of... Or visit a farm.
Yeah, there's got to be something like that where, again, you're just looking at nature, you're walking through something, you're picking stuff together, you're enjoying the fruits if you get them. And usually it's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
You know, you charge by the pound with the apples. We did this back in California and we had quite a few orchards in California.
Yeah.
But we really like it. So going and pick fruit together is a lot of fun.
And then come home and make a pie.
Oh, that's a bonus dessert.
Yeah, I know. We're always talking about dessert.
So we hope you enjoyed all these ideas. And you know what? There's so many more ideas. It's just getting creative. It's just getting, you know, into the fun mindset and saying, hey, let's just do something together. It could be almost anything.
Yeah.
But we want to do it to be together, to enjoy each other's company, to talk, to explore, to experience new things. And we just wanted to use these ideas to encourage you in your marriage, to give you a little catalyst, a little bit of ideas on how you guys can be intentional this fall when it comes to dating.
So if we were talking about anything today that inspired date ideas with you, we want to hear in the comments. So make sure that you're leaving those. And that will also bless other people who are using all of these ideas for their fall date ideas. We just wanted to thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode. And we hope that it encouraged you. And we'll see you next time.
Did you enjoy today's show? Find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com. And let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.